Hi guys, and welcome to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili.
Mandy, you're barefoot.
Don't, I hate it. I hate having my feet out. I feel like my vagina's out when my feet are out. Look guys, I stepped in something.
Yeah, your toe's Oh, why is your toe bleeding?
Oh, I kind of picked it earlier.
What do you mean you picked it?
I tried to give myself like a little bit of a pedicure and ended up picking it. It's really bad that I do this. My pedicure lady's always like, did you pick your foot?
Anyway. Why are you always been like that?
Look at this. I stepped in something.
What did you step in?
Cat shit. I don't know.
Oh, that is butters.
I know, it's so butters. I'm hoping it's coffee. But yeah, my toe's bleeding because I like...
Your Mandy really does this, yeah, she's like, ever since we were young, she's always like picked her skin.
Yeah, but have you Googled it though?
No.
Okay, so it's actually part of having OCD.
Right.
So people have OCD, they're like more prone to picking like scabs or like their head or skin. It's because they want everything to be perfect. So if you see like a bit of hanging skin, you just go to pick it and pick it and pick it to make it perfect.
And then you make it so not perfect.
Because to be honest, bleeding. It literally did not... I did not see that coming yet. There was one piece of skin. I picked it and it started bleeding. And I was like, fuck.
Okay, well, do I have to look at your bleeding toe now the whole episode?
Yes, you have to. It's tragic.
Guys, before we start, I just want to let you know, in case you don't know and you've been living under a rock. I'm joking. But
that was really mean.
If you sign up to it, we do an extra episode every single week on Patreon. So you can get an extra episode every single Thursday on Patreon.
Get out from under that rock, all right? You crabs.
But yeah.
No, but how's things been?
Good, you know.
Like, me and Anna went and got some scar treatments for, you know, our fucked up BBL scars.
Yeah, hopefully they work.
Look, we went to someone. We don't know at the moment. Like, it's too early to tell. We got some treatments the other day.
And we'll
we're not going to tell you who it is unless it ends up working out.
I hope so, because like these scars are getting me down so much, especially when I watch Love Island.
Yeah.
Recently, since watching Love Island,
it's depressing me.
It's making me really sad because like I remember being on there and I remember like not having any scars, none on my boobs, none on my body, and like being one of those girls that can just walk around like in a bikini on TV. And then I look now and I'm like, oh, I could never do that now. I mean, I could, guys, but like I'd feel so... I could do it and you might... People would be like, you're crazy, you look good. But I personally would feel really insecure about it, which upsets me.
Especially like, mine, which like huge, like black holes around my thighs and bum. Mine's are really bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm thinking to like become like scar positivity. And just open up a scar positivity Instagram page and everybody should be positive about their scars.
But you should...
And at the same time, try and get rid of them.
No, but I definitely think that like, because there's people that have got scars that they can't get rid of. And like, maybe we can't get rid of ours. We should definitely not let it get us down to the 100%. Point that it does. Like,
100%. I was crying yesterday in Pret-a-Manger. Okay, you know how I feel about Pret-a-Manger. Anyway, I was crying in Pret-a-Manger with Anna about my scars for so long. I was so upset.
Yeah.
And I really should be crying in public because everybody knows who I am. No, I'm joking.
We shouldn't let it get us so down because like, at the end of the day, like, this is just, I always say this, but this is just our shell. Like,
you know,
we're all going to get old and we're all going to get wrinkly and we're all going to, like, this is all going to go anyway. So why does it matter?
It's the soul.
Exactly.
That matters. Do you know what upsets us the most? I'll tell you why we get so upset about our scars.
It's because
we're self-inflicted.
That's definitely what it is.
For an ass.
Like, literally.
Like, we didn't have enough of an ass.
Exactly. Like, you know what? If I think about it, like, if I was to have a baby and it was a cesarean scar, I wouldn't really, like, mine, because it's like it's a scar from a beautiful thing. Or if an accident happened, then I'd be like, okay, it's happened. Like, this has just
but
made me stronger.
Your ass is a beautiful thing. Your ass is a very beautiful
thing. My ass was beautiful before.
Even bigger and more beautiful now.
God.
Anyway,
How have you been? How's things with Ginger Beard?
Terrible. Always toxic. Really, really bad. Honestly, you wouldn't believe I was actually crying all day.
Today?
Yeah.
No.
Honestly,
I'm not having it.
Honestly, I was.
I won't accept it.
I'm being
no. You did not.
Honest.
No.
Do you know?
You cannot tell me you had an argument today.
No, we didn't have an argument today.
Okay,
we had an argument yesterday.
Yesterday, you were with me all day.
After when I got home.
What do you possibly like? I think you guys find arguments from thin
air. Do you know what? I do think that like I have some serious issues. I'm not gonna lie. Like I have some problems. I don't know what it
is.
I do think I suffer from some sort of imbalance in my brain, and
I think that's because we grew
I'm very hot-headed as well.
I think it's because we grew up in a household where our parents used to fight so much growing up. Like, I genuinely believe growing up in that household has made us a little bit like on edge.
Yeah. And I don't think I have imagined a healthy relationship being one of two equal partners and like an equal balance of power. I've always imagined my relationship being one where I completely wear the trousers. My man has to beg and chase for me and is obsessed with me and possessive over me and all these things. And when I don't see signs of those kind of things happening, like I'm the center of their world. If I don't see that, then I just automatically think it's not the one for me. And I just exaggerate things, I think, in my brain and I overthink things.
Yeah.
So, like, what could I say?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to give up on me. He doesn't want to give up on me more than I... I'm more likely to give up on him than he is to give up on me.
Definitely.
I see what happens. Anyway, obviously as well, my mom's been with us for a long time. Maybe that's taken a toll on our intimacy. Do you know what I mean? On the intimate side of our relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll see.
But I think intimate, maybe it's taken a side of toll on your intimacy, but I think it's helped your fight. Definitely.
I think you guys the last month though, no.
You guys used to argue way more before. Way more before. Anyway, mum's coming to stay with me from tomorrow.
We'll see. I don't agree with that. I think the last month has been the worst, personally. I think when my mum moved in, yeah, we were going through a good patch. But we've gone through good patches when she wasn't there as well.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, nobody really knows who's fighting unless you come and tell your sister or you come and tell your friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't tell your sister, you don't tell your friends, no one knows you're fighting and they think everything is good. As soon as you start telling people, oh, we're fighting, or this is going on, this, that's going on, then they're like, oh, they're always fighting.
I know, but I see that, I think, from the outside, recently, you're not fighting as much.
No, it's been very bad.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I just don't tell you as much.
Oh, okay.
It's like, fine, you never really know enough what's going on in anyone's relationship, guys.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm going to jump in and talk about my relationship a little bit. Well, do you know what? I'm not going to lie. Since the new year, right, things have been going, touch wood.
Touch wood.
Guys, everyone touch wood. Really good with me and Kowzik. Like, he's been so attentive and sweet and like an angel. I can't even like fault him at all.
Good.
Also, like, it's January, so obviously his work, even though it's like, his work is not as busy, so he's more at home, which is great. It's great for me, but it's obviously not going to stay like that, which is annoying. It's annoying, but it's not. I can't explain it. But... like,
why?
He came home with like a bunch of flowers, like this big, like it's on my kitchen table.
Why didn't you post them?
Oh,
that's so cute.
Yeah, like a bunch of flowers. Good. Like, he's just being so sweet.
Men can change.
Yeah.
Like, men can change. There's hope for all of us.
I don't even know. It's like, so I'm so used to being annoyed in my relationship and angry and like, I'm so used to that. Yeah. Like, it's such a weird thing and be like, I've got nothing to be annoyed about.
Oh, I'm really happy for you. That's really good.
Yeah.
Touch wood. It carries on. It stays that way.
I hope so.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like, you never know. Men change like the wind. Is that change like the wind?
Yeah. Change like the weather.
The weather. That's
yeah,
it.
So
that's it.
Hopefully change like the weather. It does it. Unless it's London weather, it's always shit and cold. So like, that's like what Ginger is doing right now. It's just like London weather. Staying the same. No, I'm joking. So anyway, guys, at least one of us are doing well. Like, it would be bad if we were both going down.
Yeah. Anyway, so last weekend we went out to one of my friend's 21st birthday, and then you went out to tape afterwards.
Oh God,
you've been going out recently a lot.
You've been
clubbing it out.
Yeah, I know. Ginger has been taking me clubbing with him, like, because he can't go without me in it. So I feel like I've been on it though as well. We've gone to a birthday, we've gone to a bar, and then we're like, what should we do after? And we just end up going.
But how, I need to know how you do it, yeah, because Gingerbeard told me that you guys got home at 7:30 in the morning,
yeah,
right? How, like, maybe because I'm older than you, like, even though it's a year and a half, maybe it's a really big effect. Because
I'm solid.
Mandy, I got home at 4 or 3 and I was dead. I was so extremely exhausted and tired. Like, I can't do it anymore.
I mean, I had the best nights, man. I do have the best nights as well with Gingerbeard. Like, we have so much fun together.
Anyway, guys, I thought what we'll do, even though halfway through the episode already, I put up something on Instagram saying, like, send in your unpopular opinions.
Like, for example, Anna was a hypocrite on Love Island.
I wasn't a hypocrite. That's a popular opinion. That's not an unpopular opinion.
That's unpopular, Anna.
No.
It's unpopular for me because you weren't.
No, as in like a popular opinion is like what most people think. And most people thought I was a hypocrite.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're idiots because they weren't in the villa, so they don't know what actually happened.
So then what is an unpopular opinion? Give me an example.
An unpopular opinion is like most people think this and you're like the odd one out that doesn't, it's not your opinion. Like, for example, Friends, the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone loves Friends. Like, it's like the biggest show. And it's like your an unpopular opinion would be like, Friends is shit.
Oh, Friends is shit though. I don't give a shit. It's shit.
I mean, you don't really know if it's shit or not. You've not watched it.
That's how I know it's shit.
Me and you have never watched it.
The fact that I've never watched it and I've seen every single thing on Netflix and Amazon, that tells me it's
shit. No, our cousin was like, thinks we're crazy that we haven't watched Friends.
So does Gingerbeard. Thinks we're crazy.
Even actually, yeah, Cowsick as well. He's like, how have you not watched Friends? It's the best thing.
We should watch it.
We should watch it.
I don't want to because it's been there in the background and I cringe.
Really?
Yeah, but I love Jennifer Aniston. I follow her.
I mean, I don't know.
Is that one of them?
That's like one of them.
Okay, should I tell you what it is with Friends? It's the fake laughing in the background after the jokes that really does it for me.
Yeah, imagine
I can't deal
with
the fake laughter. Like, da-da-da-da-da. In the back, what is that? What is going on?
It's an old thing, I think. It's like an olden time thing.
But then again, I did love like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, My Wife and Kids.
Exactly.
And they had the laughter.
Exactly. I think we never gave Friends
maybe
a chance.
Maybe because I was laughing with the laughter, but in Friends, I just can't laugh with
You've
the laughter.
You've not watched it properly. We haven't given it a chance.
I don't feel like it says Friends, but don't they all end up fucking each other?
I have no idea.
I don't agree.
It.
It's just like, it's a very, you know...
Stop.
Men and women can't be friends. The series Friends is proof that men and women can't be friends.
Oh my God. Okay, so another unpopular opinion is blood isn't thicker than water.
Blood isn't thicker than water.
You know what they say, like family, like blood is something else. It's like way thicker than water.
Yeah.
Like, no, you could be more loyal from your like to your friends and you can be more like, you know, close to your friends and your family.
Really? I don't agree with that. I'm really confused.
Man, you don't have to agree with these unpopular opinions. They're like unpopular for a reason. Like you're probably going to disagree with most of these things.
Oh, right. So it's good that we're disagreeing. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, you agreed with the Friends thing.
Yeah.
But you disagree with this one. Like it's going to be like different. I mean,
personally... What do most people think? Most people think blood is thicker than water.
Right. This person said that blood isn't thicker than water.
All right. Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, blood is thicker than water, but they don't mean it like
that. I know, I get it.
They don't mean it like that. Yeah, I get it. I mean, look, I do agree that, like, in certain situations, blood isn't always thicker than water. For example, our real aunties and uncles in Iran, like, we've got more of a relationship to our fake auntie, my mum's best friend in the UK, because we never grew up with our family in Iran. Like, for example, our brother in Iran.
Yeah, but that's because we're oceans apart. But like, statistically, most people aren't oceans apart with their blood relatives.
Okay, fine. Let's say someone else that lives with their family, they're just not close. There's so many siblings and families that aren't close.
Yeah, be sick. Them people scare me. I stay well away from them people.
Mandy, there might be things. There might be situations. There might be things, you know.
Things. There might be things.
Like really horrible parents or horrible siblings. Like imagine having a sibling that's horrible.
Yeah, I know exactly what it feels like. All right, you know, my head is getting a bit scrambled with these opinions. Like,
why?
The unpopular opinions.
We've done one.
Okay.
We've done one or two. Okay. My boyfriend shouldn't like my friend's photos, especially bikini ones.
Shouldn't like my friend's photos. My boyfriend shouldn't like my
friend's... What's wrong with you?
My boyfriend shouldn't like my friend's... Maybe, I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, I'm fine with it as long as it's a close friend.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
I mean, I'm completely fine with it.
I mean, my boyfriend doesn't have Instagram. But you know what? I might feel a bit weird, you know, if my boyfriend started liking my friend's photos that I'm not that close to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for example, like there's girls that I'm friends with, but I'm not that really close to.
Oh, he's not even allowed to follow them. Like, he can't even follow them once.
I mean, I know she's my friend, but you got no business.
No, you got no business with your bikini pictures on my man's page, bro. You got no business out here. You're going to double tap that shit. I'll fucking double slap your face for even posting that when you know my man follows you. How dare you even post that when you know my man follows you?
Now every single girl that knows you is going to be checking, making sure Gingerbread doesn't follow.
Honestly, I said there's like 5 girls that my man can follow who are my friends and he can like whatever they post. Unless they literally start, you know, fingering themselves on Instagram or like stretching out their butt cheeks and stuff. Then he can't like that. He should probably unfollow them.
Let's say like, me.
Yeah, you're fine.
I've got a bikini photo.
Yeah.
You're right with Gingerbread liking
it. Yeah, obviously, man. What the hell?
All right, I'm just checking because like he has and it's like, I think he's like a brother to me.
What do you mean? Are you confessing? Like, he has?
He's a brother.
No, I'm starting beef. Should we call him and be like, no. Apparently you like my sister's like bikini photo or her lingerie photo? Like, what do you think he's thinking when he likes that, bro?
Leave him alone. He's liking it like a brother.
Obviously, like his best friends like would like my photo when I'm in a bikini or even lingerie, but I know how they're liking it. They're supporting me. Like, yeah, girl, supporting you.
Okay, what about your closest friends, like your best mates?
I'm okay with it. Look, if they're doing like explicit, like follow me on OnlyFans, have like, a photo, then like he wouldn't, he would just know.
Even like, if I did that, he wouldn't like it.
Yeah, exactly. That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't actually, if it's like my sister or like my best friend and they're doing like loads of photos like that, I probably wouldn't want my mind to follow them because it's just weird.
Yeah. What do you mean? What if I decided to go on a like do a hoe phase and start taking really sexy? I was thinking today, I was looking at my Instagram like, oh my God, what's happened to my Instagram?
The same way like, I wouldn't want my dad to follow me.
Yeah, I know, but I was looking at my Instagram today, like, what the fuck? Like, all my photos are so covered up and extremely, like, boring. I want to be a bit more sexy like I used to be.
Yeah.
So, like, what if I was going through, like, a sexy phase?
Sexy like, is different to, like, you know, certain...
Yeah.
There's certain pages, like, where I if I was posting like that, I wouldn't want my dad to follow me and I wouldn't want my brother-in-law to follow me.
Yeah, I get
because you just don't want him to see you in a sexual way. Basically, I wouldn't want my sister's boyfriend to see me in a sexual way.
Yeah.
And I would avoid it if I could. But here and there, like lingerie picture, bikini picture, like that's normal, no?
Yeah. Well,
I actually wonder these girls that do really sexual content, like how do they deal with family members following them?
Yeah, but their family is probably like, yeah, my daughter's on OnlyFans. Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so next one. You don't have to respect your elders.
You fucking don't, man. Some of them are absolute cunts. No, you do.
I think it's so weird, isn't it? I definitely think, I mean, definitely in our culture.
Yeah,
you can't even
sit your back to them.
Yeah, you can't sit your back to an older person, like with that much, like have respect for elders. And like the shit sometimes my mum and dad be doing and they're so annoying, but we just have to... bite our tongue.
We're constantly apologizing to them for things that they do wrong.
Yeah.
That's part of respecting your elders.
Yeah. Literally. It happens all the time. Like they do something wrong or they say something wrong like for no reason to us. And we'll be like, Mandy, sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you're wrong and you can't say sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But you know what it is? When I used to work in retail, there used to be some old people that were so horrible. So like, I don't know. Do you respect all elders? Do you know what it is? I always see it like they've been through so much more. I don't know the past that they've lived, the life that they've lived, and I'm more like patient with them.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Okay, the next one is like, I totally agree with this one and it's an unpopular opinion, but I agree. Beaches are overrated.
Sand gets
everywhere and the seawater is horrible on my skin.
I hate it.
And everyone thinks it's really weird. Like, everyone I'm just not beaches. A beach girl.
Yeah, but I've changed Gingerbeard. Gingerbeard was like obsessed with the beach, but now he's been in a relationship with me. He's like on my wave now. Let's
really?
Get to the pool club.
So can you do that to Cowslick as well, please?
Yeah, it's horrible.
I'm not a beach person at all. Like, do you know what? Maybe on a like one-off, like lay there. But I don't know. Sand gets everywhere.
Why would I lay there when I could just lay by a pool?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Because it's beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful sight.
I haven't seen a beach that beautiful. Last time I saw a beach that beautiful, I went to Cancun. That was like 10 years ago.
Okay, you need to go to Maldives.
Yeah, I ain't gone to Maldives.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because you know what it is? It's like, when I go into the sea, it's always like I'm stepping on shit. Yeah. Like, the other day, like last year in Cyprus, I went into the sea and I cut my foot.
Even in Dubai. Sorry, it's not all that.
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable.
If I see white sand.
Yeah.
And like bright blue water where I can see
that's like
beautiful
the
fishes underneath, then yeah.
Yeah, that's like the Maldives.
Beaches are not for me. They go in my mouth and it starts crunching.
It gets everywhere. It ruins your bags, ruins your sandals, ruins everything.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, not me too. Okay, you should be able to get with your friend's exes if they are over it.
What? This is unpopular for a reason. But I mean, not if you're on Love Island.
I mean, in Love Island, what is going on? Everyone's with everybody. Everyone's had a past. Like, where have I been?
It's like a big swingers club. Guys, you need to listen to our review.
Yeah, we're doing Love Island
reviews. We do Love Island reviews.
But like, I'm just wondering, like, where have I been when they're all getting with each other? And like, why am I not...
just in front of each other's face.
Why am I not invited to these parties?
Yeah, isn't it? I want to be invited to this swingers party.
I mean, I don't know if I'd have much luck. I probably
no one would want me at all.
Yeah. I don't think you should be able to get with your friend's exes even if they're over it. That's just weird.
Oh, it's weird.
But what's the reason?
What's the reason?
Like, it's a weird question. If they're over it, like, why is it you can't
it's
go
just
there?
Even weird. Do you know what makes it even weirder? Is that, so while I was with him, did you fancy him?
No, because sometimes people build something after.
Build. That's a big bullshit, this whole build and build.
Getting to know her, pulling up for a chat. Yeah, you must have found them attractive at some point, no? Like, no, but Mandy, you know what? You could think someone's a good-looking person.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, like, Kalsik.
Yeah.
You think Kalsik's good-looking.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, but once I see him in that capacity of okay, a but then brother, once we break, that can't change.
But let's say we break up now.
I'm starting to feel very unwell now with this whole topic. We use somebody else's example.
Somebody else's example.
I'm starting dribbling.
No, but like, people can find people attractive, like they're good-looking people, and then after like you're over, then they start spending time with them. And
but
then
they know them.
God.
They know them while they're in a relationship with their friend.
They knew them, but they didn't like get to know them in that capacity. Like, I'm not saying this is right, by the way.
You're sounding like those weird Love Islands right now.
I'm just trying to like, kind of like see the other side.
Fucking weirdos.
I agree. I think it's absolutely strange, but I wish I could give a reason for it. Like, what's the reason?
Yeah, it's betrayal. It's not loyal. It's fucking just, weird.
Some things are just wrong. Like, why is it wrong to get with your sibling? There's no reason. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Why is it wrong to fuck your dad's best friend?
Yeah.
It's just wrong.
Yeah, like there's no, sometimes you don't have to have a reason.
Yeah.
You know, because someone once asked me, because someone once asked me that, like actually it wasn't once, it was recently, a few
weeks
ago.
What did they ask you?
We were having a debate about religion
and
like why you need religion, because I was like, I don't need a religion because I have a conscience and it tells me what's right and wrong. He was like, okay, but then for example, like in Hitler, for example, his conscience was, it's right to do these things and wrong to do these things. So his conscience was telling him one thing.
Yeah, a taps person.
So yeah, he was like, so you can't really say that like because of my conscience.
Conscience.
You can't say that because everyone's conscience is different.
Okay.
So he was like, that's why you need religion.
Yeah, taps people
have a bad conscience, but...
Maybe Hitler needs religion, he said, okay. But we ain't suffering from Hitler's disorder.
He was like, okay, for example, like, I was like, I just wouldn't want to hurt anyone. Like, that's, for me, that's, you just shouldn't do things to hurt people.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, so for example, what if you meet someone that's got like a knife in them, right? It's going to hurt you to take it out.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt. Or like, let's say they need surgery. It's going to hurt, but it's for the better good. So you can't say, I don't want to hurt someone because that doesn't
You know count. What? The fact that you're losing this stupid
debate.
Like, or,
for example,
idiotic discussion. I know it happened with your boyfriend.
No, it didn't. No. It was someone else. And then another thing he said is like, because I was like, I know what's right and wrong. He was like, what do
I don't
you
understand
mean?
What the whole example you gave about the knife. Can we go way back
Wait,
to the knife
I'm
example?
Just going
to
quickly give you all
you
the things he said.
You can't take the knife out because it will hurt them. You're saving their life.
Yeah, but... He's going on off the thing that I said, like, I wouldn't want to hurt people. He's like, sometimes it's necessary to hurt people.
Yeah, but you're saying you don't want to hurt someone when they don't need to be hurt because they don't need their life saving. You're not going to go out of your way to intentionally hurt someone emotionally or physically.
Wait.
But that is exempt from the cases where somebody may need their life saving.
Another thing he said is like, so he said the whole conscience, like people's conscience are different. He said the whole, like, sometimes you might have to hurt someone. And then the other one, which brings us to this, is about right and wrong. He was like, why do you think you know what's right and wrong? Like, let's say, for example, getting with your sibling, right? It's wrong, right? But why is it wrong?
He's trying it. He's trying with me.
He was like, why is it wrong? He was saying, why is it wrong? Like, the reason why it's wrong is because it says it in the holy book.
Oh.
Right? But without the holy book... What tells you it's wrong?
One set of siblings had to fuck at one point for us all to be here. We're all inbred.
Did you hear that? What would you say to that? I didn't know what to say. He said, you need the holy book to tell you that it's wrong, because if you don't have that, how do you know? Why is it? What's the reason?
Okay, well, I don't know. It just... The feeling that when you're born from the same...
Some people don't have that feeling.
Mom or dad or both, you are family and your brother and sister, which makes you off limits to sexual relations.
But why?
You don't need a book to tell you not to fuck your mom.
Well, actually...
No, you don't. There's no book needed. Everyone knows not to fuck your mom. Everyone knows that they're not going to go back in the vagina they came out
not
of.
Not everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. You could go to any part of the world without religion, any island, any tribe, and every boy knows not to fuck his mom.
Actually,
no book is needed for that.
Actually, he said that in some villages and stuff, they do these weird things.
They don't do these things. Don't put that out there. There's no one doing that.
Anyway,
there's no man coming out of the vagina and then deciding at a grown ass age to enter the vagina.
At the end of that conversation, I was like, you know what? I really wish my sister was here. I said that to this person. I was like, I wish my sister was here because she would have shut you down in this debate. I'm really bad at this.
Yeah.
I was really bad because I lost that debate.
We apparently need religion in order to not fuck our immediate family members.
Anyway, it just made me think of this because it says, you know, you should be able to get with your friend's ex, and there's not really like a real written reason as to why.
There actually isn't. And it's, obviously we can't compare this to the extent of having incest. No, it's not like that.
There's not an actual reason for it. Yeah, it's but just
there actually is a reason for it. Because somebody like me, I'm so close to Karen. Okay?
Yeah.
Karen is my bestest friend. Yeah. We've gone through life together.
Why Karen out of all names?
I don't know. I don't like Karen. Can we figure
Karen's
a new name?
Horrible.
Pick a new name.
Candy.
Candy. Candy's better. Candy punches Karen on the face all the time. Nobody likes Karen. Yeah. Anyway, sorry if your name's Karen, by the way. Yeah. All right, anyway. So there's Candy. Me and Candy are best friends. We've gone through life together. And one of the most deepest experience we can experience in this mundane life, one of the deepest feelings we can experience is the feeling of love.
Right.
So love is such a powerful emotion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It literally takes over your mind and your body.
Yeah.
The connection you have with someone you love is so personal and sentimental.
Hmm.
It's so unique.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So like, I have had this deep connection and intimacy and friendship and journey of love with fucking Gingerbeard, okay? Yeah. And Candy has been by my side through my ups, my downs, my tears, you know? But she understands that this connection was unique to me and my life and my journey. You know, it just feels out of place to kind of intercept that and make it also yours. It just feels wrong.
Right.
Because that's the only way I can kind of explain it.
You didn't explain it. It's wrong. There's no explanation.
We need the book.
I really thought
is it in the book though?
I thought you were going to go somewhere really good with that.
If I had more time to think of an answer, I would have. Everybody understands what I'm saying.
Yeah, I really thought you were going to have a really good reason.
I did. I mean,
but
what I mean.
You're just like, it feels wrong.
It's wrong for her.
But not everyone, it feels wrong. Some people be getting with their mates fucking. Look at Love Island. People be getting with their mates fucking man.
Yeah, they're fucking weird.
No, but they happen. So like, maybe it feels wrong for you.
They're
it feels
friends.
Wrong for me.
They're not friends. If a girl ain't my friend, yeah, I'll get to know your man. If you're my friend, I will. But if you're my best friend, you're my close friend.
All right, then moving on, man. We spent too long on this.
Yeah,
this
is getting really confusing.
If you love animals, you shouldn't eat meat. You know how they say, like, you don't really love animals because you eat meat? Mm. When I'm like, I love animals. I love them so much. I really love them.
Yeah.
They're like, some people will say,
if you really love animals, you shouldn't eat meat. But you know what? They're right.
They're right.
They're fucking right.
I think I agree. But the thing is, I do love animals.
We love animals, but we love our stomach more.
Do you think that's what it is?
That's the fucking truth. Let's be honest. Let's just say it. Let's say it unfiltered. It is the truth. We love animals, but we love our fat bellies more.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about it like that.
You do. You love your belly more than you love...
So I'm a selfish person.
Yeah, you are.
But I don't want to be a selfish person.
So don't I, but we are.
That's horrible.
But also... I like how you're looking at me for the answer like I'm a guru today.
Guru Mandy.
Guru Mandy. Also...
I think it's because we brought up eating meat, so it's like a habit.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just what it is.
It's like we
haven't grown up eating dogs.
We want to lose weight, but we're used to overeating.
It's the struggle, biggest struggle of life.
That's the biggest struggle of our life. So it's the same thing. When you're used to something, you grow up having a bad habit. It's hard to break. And we have a habit of eating meat. We're Iranian.
Yeah.
It's all about lamb and this and that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken.
Yeah. But I do think you can love animals and eat meat. Like, I do. I love animals so much.
You just love them, but not that much.
I do.
Not that much.
I love them more than the average person.
Yeah, the average person probably eats more meat than you.
True, I try.
Exactly. We try to cut back Beanie Burgers and Nando's instead of chicken.
Okay, so next one is being in a healthy relationship. Being in a healthy relationship is boring as fuck.
No. I mean, the truth is, like, healthy relationships are peaceful and some people find that boring, but that's what we all should all aim for, peace.
Peaceful. Maybe a bit boring, but you can spice it up in different ways.
Yeah, you can spice it in different ways. And if it's peaceful, you can, like, once every couple of months just start an argument. Then it's not dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it's already, you know, it's peaceful.
Yeah.
You can just start something.
I think as well, that's probably coming from someone that's like just been in peaceful relationships or like healthy relationships. Yeah. I think when you've had a really, really toxic, bad relationship, when you're finally in a healthy one, it can kind of feel like a relief.
Yeah. I've never experienced that relief. So I wouldn't know. I've never been in one.
I mean, for me, it was the other way around. I've had healthy relationships before and then now...
Went into a toxic one.
Yeah. So you know, I know what it feels like to be in a healthy one. And I get what they mean. Like, it can be boring, but I want that now. I want boring. I want boring.
Boring better than bad mental health.
I'll like find fun in something else.
Yeah.
I want peace. I want boring.
I mean, why does peace have to be boring?
Exactly. Me and you, we have a healthy relationship and it's not boring.
Yeah.
It's exciting all the time.
I mean, it's not that healthy. It's not boring healthy.
What do you mean?
It's like, we also have arguments.
Yeah.
So we keep the spice going. Keep the spice there. You know what I mean?
We keep it spicy. Okay.
Ours is the best. The amount of arguments we have is the best.
Yeah, true. Me and you. It's a healthy amount level. Healthy amount of bickering.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is, so what, do you think that if me and you didn't argue,
we'd have a boring relationship?
Yeah. That's so weird to think of it like that. Anyway.
Fucking, I don't know.
All right.
Tell me the next one.
Men who use their women... Okay. Men who are with their women whilst they are building eventually leave them later on in life once they've made it.
You know what? I have to say something in the middle of this whole episode.
What?
I've been going through this episode today not knowing what episode... not knowing what the episode is about. I found it really hard. When she reads these statements to me, I don't know if it's OCD brain or there's something wrong. I'm struggling to understand what they mean by unpopular.
Because not many people would agree with that.
What was the statement?
Like, people would not agree with that, that if a man is with you whilst they're building their life.
But all these unpopular opinions you're giving are actually popular opinions. That's what I don't understand.
That's how fucked up we are.
That all our opinions are unpopular.
What do you mean? Ask anyone, yeah. Like, do you think that, like, I'm going to be with this guy, he's building his life now. Like, yeah. He's not made it yet, but he's, like, building. And he's with me while he's building it. And later on, when he's made it, he's going to leave me. People will be like, what the fuck are you on about? No, he's not.
Well, these dumb people. They're called basics.
I mean...
I don't understand. Be with a man, like, while he builds. I'm not a construction worker. I'm building, like, with you. Like, come to me made, yo. But you know what it is? I saw something on TikTok.
What?
I've been seeing a lot of things on TikTok. Well, you know my algorithm is really toxic and shit. Anyway, I saw something and it was like, I told my wife, yeah, I'll marry you, yeah, but I ain't buying you anything. No bags, no designer, nothing. I won't buy you a ring unless you're with me for 10 years, and I won't buy you a house unless you're with me for 10 years.
Well, I'll be like, bye.
And she said, bro. 10 years.
No, but I don't get it. What's the reason?
After 10 years, he got it all for you out of pity, basically. Yeah, but
what's the reason for him to do this?
Because he was building himself, and now he's like thinking rich.
Right, I get that then.
Yeah.
I thought you meant he's got all, it's all there, but he won't do it for 10 years.
No, he's building.
Oh, right.
But like, he had the money to buy Chanel bags, but he's like, he's been clever. I'm holding back. I'm not doing that. I'm not spending like that.
Fair
enough.
I get that. I get that.
But that's 10 years. 10 years for a ring.
Ring. Yeah, but you don't have to be rich to get... A ring is a symbol. Like,
do you know what I'm saying?
A Haribo. Well, maybe not a Haribo because I'll eat it. But like any ring, like, is a symbol.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not that girl, but many girls are.
Yeah, well, that girl was...
She was down.
10 years, but now they're like unbelievably rich.
Yeah, 100%. Have you not seen the way I am with Cowslick? Like, even on a night out. I am so extra with him, yeah? Like, people must think I'm weird. When I'm out with him, I'm like, and people want to get a table or whatever. I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't do this. Even Valentine's Day around the corner, I'm like, get me a gift. Don't get me wrong. But like, I don't want you to spend like, what? £400 minimum spend per person on a table just because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
No, I'd save that. Like, build our future with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Stuff like that.
But I don't agree with waiting for 10 years for a fucking ring, though.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Like, a ring, you don't have to wait 10 years.
Yeah.
But I do think, though, when you get with guys that are building, I agree with this unpopular opinion. Like,
if you're clapped, they'll leave you in the future when they make it big.
What do you mean if you're clapped?
Like, if you're, you know, just don't look after yourself at all, appearance-wise, in any way, then once men make money, they're drawn to, like, desirable, sexy women. That's just the truth.
What I think it is that, like, when you're with someone that's building it themselves, this is one person, this is this version of him. And then once he's built himself and he's got all those, he's in a different environment, he's dressing different, he's like, everything's happening for him. That's a different version of him. Like, everyone can be different versions.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, this Anna, I'm not going to lie, is going to be a different Anna if I was like, had everything that Kim Kardashian had. If I lived in that house, if I had her closet, if I had her friends. Don't get me wrong, my heart would be the same, but my temptations would be different. Like my, you know what they say, like maybe you'll be less humble. Like people change. Like
I know I'd be like the Nicki Minaj, like of like, Hollywood.
People change and like, you don't know if he'll change. So it's a bit of a risk.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
I mean, I would change. I think I'd be really like up myself if I was like, superstar, A-lister.
Do you think?
I mean, I would be the nice person, but I'd be like, I'm their shit.
You already like that, Mandy.
I'm gonna, I mean, I have to believe it to make it. But, fuck, I was gonna forget what I was gonna say. But I feel like, look, men are very, like, visual. I think that's a fact. Men are very visual people. And a lot of time, men don't have access to the type of woman they desire. They will stalk them on Instagram, like their photos, but they might be in love with a woman and be living with them, but it's not someone they desire. It might be because she doesn't look after herself at all. And I think when men do gain a lot of money and power, they gain access to every kind of flavor of woman you can imagine.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time, I mean, we can see it from celebrities. They've all done it.
Yeah.
They've gone from really broke and then leaving the woman that they're with and then getting with someone else just for their looks. So
it's like the Wolf of Wall Street kind of bullshit.
Yeah. So like, I feel like it happens all the time. It's very important to look after yourself. Like even me, I don't work out, right? I don't look after myself the way I should. I don't live up to my maximum potential. And I feel like I should do that. Every person should look after
the way... Yeah, but I don't think you should do it because of a man. Fuck
no,
that.
You do it for yourself, just the way you feel and just as a whole, just how you feel and your presence in the relationship will feel better. You'll feel more powerful because you know you love yourself because you loving yourself shows in how you look after yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got here... These two are very similar. So we've got your husband of choice needs to be way older than you so that you always look young next to him. And then I've also got your partner has to be less attractive than you if you're a woman.
Ooh.
I think...
For the first one, I think that is an unpopular opinion. Like, way older than you? Like, no. No.
You don't think?
Husband doesn't need to be way older than you.
I do think it's good, though.
Way older? So he looks old compared to you? No, older. So he's more mature than you.
So he'd be more mature?
Yeah, I would go for a guy older than me because he's more... mature and like ready to settle down. Men mature later, not necessarily because he's gonna look older than me, because some men are like 40 years old and they look amazing and they look better than their 30-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, I think sometimes older men look better.
Yeah, so and sometimes the man can be younger than you and can look much older.
Yeah,
and you look better. So yeah, I think getting what older guys should be about maturity more.
Yeah, not about looks, because looks is not... Yeah. It's about the confidence.
Yes, exactly.
The confidence.
Well, what was the other one?
Your partner has to be less attractive than you if you're a woman.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think that's true?
That one...
That's an unpopular opinion, yeah? Because most people think that it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's beneficial, though.
100%.
It's much, like, more beneficial.
Yeah, because men are, like, with their eyes...
I don't want someone that other people really want, though. Like... that much. I don't want a man that's going to walk around and everyone's going to be like, oh my fucking God. Like, that's just long.
Yeah.
For me.
I feel like that with Cowslick.
You don't need to feel like that with Cowslick because you're way better than him.
Yeah, but I do feel like he's the kind of guy when he walks into a bar or a restaurant, he's that guy that girls are going to be like, wow. Because I know it because I was like that. We were all like that when we saw him.
Yeah, but it was his restaurant.
No, we didn't even know he was his restaurant. Are you joking me?
Really?
Do you not remember? He walked in and all of us, we were in a group of girls. There was like six of us. Every single one of us was like, oh my God. I don't think it's because you don't see him in that light anymore, but he's got that look in the black, slicked hair that girls love.
That is long, man. It's long. I'm a very jealous person. I'm very possessive. I don't like anyone even looking at my man.
Yeah.
So I think it's always beneficial when they're not as good looking as you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's not as good looking as you.
Yeah.
He's just good looking.
Yeah, but still, if I'm not there, then 100% girls are going to be looking at him. Yeah. But oh well.
I mean, you got the perks from it as well, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because...
You show him off.
And like, I just look at him in the living room and I'm just like...
Exactly. And you get to show him off as well. Like, when you're with him, you can be like, you know.
Yeah. Pineapple on pizza is lit.
Disgusting.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I've tried it.
No, you haven't.
I have tried it.
I'm ordering a pizza pineapple for our next episode.
No.
Yes.
No. I've had it before. It's fucking vile. It's like hot pineapple.
I don't believe you.
I like
sweet food, so I don't know why I haven't tried it.
I am scared of people who put pineapple on pizza. Whoever invented that is frightening to me.
I'm going
to
try it. I'm going to give you guys my review. So the next episode, I'm going to have a pineapple pizza here.
Even though we're meant to be on a diet.
No, not our next episode. Sorry, our Patreon episode. This Thursday, I'm going to have a pineapple pizza and I'm going to let you know how it tastes and I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. But also, we're going to continue our unpopular opinions because we've got loads and it's the end of the episode now.
Is it?
Yeah, man, do you think that...
it's over.
Do you think that you can get your... For the next episode, like, do you think you can get your head around this whole unpopular opinion
thing? Not at all. You're just reading statements out to me and I'm saying agree or disagree. That's how the episodes are going.
Why don't you understand?
Like, every time you read the statement to me, do you know what? I have a voice in my head saying, this is an unpopular opinion. This is an unpopular opinion.
Like, pineapple on pizza is lit. That's unpopular because most people are like,
I know, but because when you're saying it like that, it sounds like a popular opinion. So then I have to tell myself, this is an unpopular opinion, Mandy.
Do you think we can do the next episode then?
I don't know. We need to discuss it. Unpopular opinions are very frazzling, mind-fuggling.
No, you'll be fine. We're going to do it because I've got loads of funny ones.
All right, okay, guys.
Make sure you subscribe, you like, and you comment and let us know if you agree with these unpopular opinions or not. And if you want more, make sure you sign up to our Patreon for more unpopular opinions.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We love you. Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.